Jesus went about all Galilee doing what? Teaching in their synagogues and doing what? Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Then he did what? What he preached, what he taught, then he did. Right? And healing all manner of sickness, all manner of disease among the people. That's what he announced of himself for the reason for him coming. He announced that, said, this is the reason I'm here, to preach, to teach, to heal, set the captive free. What is this? The gospel. What is the gospel? Good news. So, when he announced it, watch it now. All manner of sickness, all manner of disease among the people, verse 24, and his fame went out through all Syria. And they brought unto him who? Sick people. And they that was taken with direst disease and tormented. And those that was possessed with what? Devils. And those which were lunatic, and those that had the what? And he, what kind of news was that? Good news. So Jesus announced himself. The prophet had wrote and told of one's coming. When he showed up, his own people. Hello? I said, when he showed up, his own people didn't believe he was the one. But he fulfilled every prophecy. Came to this earth exactly the way the prophet had said. You're going to catch up with me after a while. He came exactly, but they had added some stuff to the law. They had some thoughts and plans. They had some practice they picked up that the prophet didn't say. It wasn't written in the scripture. So when he showed up, are y'all in the house? So when he showed up, his own, they didn't believe it because they had gotten off. Ooh. Believing something else. I'm going to read it to you. They were believing something else. He said, what are you doing? The Lord wants me to help you this morning, show you why people don't get healed, don't get saved, why so many miss it. And he don't want you missing. Because we'll start saying, well, God don't heal everybody. And it's being filled with the Holy Ghost is not for everybody. That tongue business is not for us. But let me just read a few scriptures. John Gospel, if y'all can follow me, go ahead. John 1:1. I'm going to read this from from the King James. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. I want to show you how God stayed true to his word. All things were made by him, and without him, without anything made that is made, that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness did what? Comprehended it not. They did everything to try to put Jesus out, try to make him look like he was crazy, He wasn't the Son of God. They did all of it. But, I mean, darkness crowding around him. They took him, tried to throw him off the cliff one time. But he just kept shining. Hallelujah. Then he go on to say that was a man sent from God whose name was John. That wasn't even good enough for him. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. See, John didn't try to be the light. He was sent to bear witness. But watch it. He was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man. That's what? Comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. Can you hear that? And the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. You remember the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Mark? Jesus went to his own hometown. He there could do no mighty works. Why couldn't he do it? Because of their unbelief. They didn't believe that he was the Son of God. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become who? The sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name, which were not born not of the blood, not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, but the will of God. Not of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake." John said, "There he is. I told you he was coming." But they still didn't believe. Now, let me read just a little further. "This is he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me. For he was before me, and of his what? Fullness have all we received what? Grace for grace. Grace for grace." Jesus proved himself to be everything that John wrote about, I just read. I'm going to give you some more of what he did. And when we accept God's word over and above anything and everything else, then that word will become real because we'll begin to pursue it. We'll begin to search it out. We'll begin to meditate in it. We'll begin to give ourselves to it. We'll begin to believe it, trust it, and we will accept it as the highest truth, and all the other things around us that will come up to say something different, we will say that's a lie.